Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise, live from our Palm Desert station, right here, Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Yeah, it's our new FM translator, so I hope you're enjoying that. You can feel the chill in the air. I've been saying that the last couple of weeks, because we're trying to actually convince ourselves that this is the reality. So it's really happening. Well, joining us in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hello, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So it's a reality, right? It really is getting cooler at night.
I had my AC off, both of my ACs off for probably about 36 hours.
Wow.
And I'm very excited to see how that reflects on my bill.
Yeah, I know. That's the only reason you turned it off. Well, I noticed last night, because I can hear it come on and off, and I woke up at around, I don't know what time, maybe 4 or something. It was already off, and it never came back on because I was kind of in one of those light sleeps. But the air didn't come on anymore now for the longest time. So pretty soon I can open that window.
See, I had the windows open because there was enough of a breeze.
Was there?
That it was cool. Like, and it got to where it wasn't comfortable for a couple hours, in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too bad to where I was just like, I'm not going to kick it on. They're just going to overwork anyways. I'll just stick through it.
Oh, well, good. Yeah, this is great. We're ready, though, as we said. We are ready. It's, I wanted to say it's October. Not quite yet, but it's getting close. I put up my Halloween decorations. I did decorate my table because I had sort of a summer table out there for the last 4 months, and I was getting antsy, and I was tired of looking at it. So I did my Halloween table early, and it's really cute. Yeah, I really like that. All right. Thanks to Swiss Donuts over there in the Albertsons shopping center on the corner of Monterey and Country Club. We have a big box of donuts for our guests today. And we have a couple guests. We have a new guest, Jan Lupia. She is a co-founder of Mama's House. Never heard of them. We're going to find out all about them. Then Dick Shalhab joins us. Of course, he has all the McDonald's here in the Coachella Valley, but he's been traveling. We're going to talk about his travels. We're going to talk about some fun stuff with him, about the McDonald's I saw in Nashville and why can't he do that here, and some other things. So we do have some prizes. Today's show is presented by the Desert Entertainer. It's in its new format. It's free. Pick it up. It's all over the Coachella Valley. Let's see. So our number to call is 760-440-8255. That's 440-8255. And the Nashville show is out, getting rave reviews.
And I didn't get to see it.
Yeah, shame. I should fire you right now, right out the door. Not fire. You know, I would never do that. I should make you go stand in the hallway there.
All right.
But then I wouldn't be on the air, so we don't want to do that. Well, you'll get it this.
I will.
It's going to re-air this Thursday and Friday. And I like the show so much. I'm probably going to throw Blue Angels in there, one Blue Angels, because it's been a long time since we...
Right.
And we have that kind of odd fifth weekend of the month here.
Right.
So I thought I would do that, and then we'd go back. I want to show the Nash... That show, I don't know, I'm just so excited about it. It was a combination of showing people what it's like being on a tour in Nashville, and I think we really, really hit the nail on the head on this one. But I'm always critical. There's always room to make it better.
Right. Well, there should be.
Yep. Yeah. Otherwise, you don't get better.
Exactly.
You just stay stagnant. But anyway... Enough said. You have to see it Thursdays at noon on Fox 11 and Friday mornings at 5:30 a.m. on Fox 11 as well. Okay, yeah. Yesterday on KESQ, I was there, but we looked at Alexandra Pierce. She went to Croatia and Greece, so I sort of turned the tables on her, and I interviewed her about her trip.
Oh, yeah?
And she had an amazing trip. She's 25 or 26 right in there, and to see someone that young travel with a bunch of other people that young, I think it's great. Because they're getting out.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
She didn't want to come home. I knew she wouldn't want to come home. But she's a traveler, though. Her mom's in the travel business, and she's been traveling all her life.
Oh, really?
On trips. So this isn't the first time she's been on an international trip. She's been on quite a few, but I think
she's traveling pro?
Yeah, I think this is the first time she's been with a group of people her age.
Oh, right.
You know, without her mom there.
Right.
So, it was a big trip. So anyway, it was a lot of fun. And we gave away the winner of the 2-day Carlsbad stay. And we gave that, the winner is Heidi Anderberg, and she is from La Mesa.
Oh, yeah?
Where's La Mesa?
I don't know.
Is that towards San Diego?
I'm not sure.
You know, I was going to look it up, and I forgot to do it. But here is the funny part. For some reason, I get the large percentage of my entries for contests are right here in the Coachella Valley.
Right.
Because they've been on the air 14 and a half years.
Right, it works out that way.
Yeah, so you would think that most of my listener base is here. We have people all over, but still. And the prizes, a lot of prizes we give away are here, you know, kind of Coachella Valley based prizes. Anyway, but this, for some reason, for the Carlsbad, I had a lot of entries with people saying, I don't live in the area. I come in and out. I watch your shows. I go to your website. I listen to your radio show. But I don't know if I should enter because it seems like people just in your area win all the time. And Heidi says the same thing. She said, we are frequent visitors to my favorite desert and enjoy your shows. It seems we are eligible to enter the contest per the rules. However, the list of winners seem to only show residents of Riverside County. So I send her and everyone back that when I print out the entries, I print out all the entries, a little note saying that perhaps it's because I've been here for so long and we have a big base on, but, you know, thanks for entering.
It would be,
and,
I mean, they would be the majority of the entries.
Exactly, the majority.
Yeah.
So out of this barrel that was full to the top of entries for Carlsbad, Allie pulls, she pulls them, not me on TV, for the trips.
All right.
I pull them on TV. She pulled this one from Heidi. So I called Heidi and I said, Heidi, well, you know, you wrote that long note. And first thing she says, oh, thank you for answering me. I appreciate it. And I said, well, guess what? You won. She couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I thought, well, there you go.
Yeah.
But we try our best. That's why, you know, I want to make sure people know that.
Well, I mean, like you said, I mean, you've been here this whole time. So your fan base is going to be local.
Right.
You know? But we do have people who come in a lot from out of town, and they take your show elsewhere.
Yeah. So the streaming live, don't forget, you can go to my website, Traveling with Francoise, and click the Listen Live on the homepage, and there you go. You can listen. So I thought that was quite a coincidence, because I thought the first thing Heidi would think was that rigged? Because wouldn't after her sending that in, me answering, and then Allie pulls it on.
Well, it was pulled on TV.
It was pulled on TV, yeah. I couldn't believe it. Allie didn't read the whole part of it, but anyway. So congratulations to Heidi. However, don't worry. We have a two-night stay coming up at the Kona Kai in San Diego. We're going to have a lot of fun with the Kona Kai. They're going to do some partnering with us on the show. We're going to be offering some giveaways to the Kona Kai in San Diego. And we also have Traveling with Francoise bus trips now. Just me. I'm going to do them myself. Me, myself, and I, along with you out there. We're going to make this work. We're going to figure it all out and make it work. You keep asking me, so I'm going to do it. Well, I'm going to have a little help from some friends as well. All right, here's something that happened over the last couple days. Well, actually, Friday, September 15th, Soldiers Organized Services, they gave a birthday party for two gentlemen who will be 98 and 99 years young, Jim Donis and Bernie Rubian. Both men were in the U.S. Army Corps, and get this, they were in the bay at Pearl Harbor that Sunday morning when the attack occurred.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That is.
Yeah. So they celebrated their birthdays, and we want to wish them, Jim Donis and Bernie Rubian, a happy birthday to you guys, 98 and 99. Way to go. Yeah, the stories those guys must have to tell. All right, in the city of Palm Desert, there's some more road work going on, just so you all know. On the southbound, Portola Avenue will be continuously closed 1,000 feet north and 1,000 feet south. That's interesting that they would know it's exactly 1,000 feet.
Right.
Yeah. Of Country Club Drive for the next 4 weeks to allow construction. And I live on Portola. Allow workers construction to... Southern California Edison are putting in the lines, I guess, for that Villa Bellagio project, that big project going up there right by the fire station. So there will be, again, and they just finished. I thought they just finished this whole thing, but they have to rip up all the new pavement they just put down. Oh, boy. And the lane is continuously closed through Friday, October 14th. Now, this Villa Bellagio there, the one thing I'm not real sure about, the complex looks really, really nice, but there's one corner that's backed up to the fire station. So does that mean that every time the fire truck goes out and flips on the siren, they'll be right there hearing it?
I wonder if they would flip the siren on right there.
I wonder if they wait till they get out onto the street a little bit of ways. Because
I know, like, from my house, I can actually see Date Palm. So a lot of times when any of the emergency vehicles go by, they shut their sirens off. Because of our neighborhood.
Oh, really?
Huh? Yeah.
I know, but I always think that. I think, wow, I wouldn't want to be those houses right there backed up against that wall.
That would be pretty brutal.
Yeah.
You know, if it's close enough, I wonder if they can hear their alarm going off to wake everybody up.
I never even thought about the alarm. Well, anyway, I thought that was interesting. So remember, that area is going to be closed 1,000 feet north and south, just so you know, on Portola Avenue. Palm Desert is seeking artists for traffic signal cabinet beautification. So if you're an artist and you want to beautify two traffic signal cabinets on the northwest corner of Fred Waring Drive and Cook Street, you need to get a hold of the City of Palm Desert. I think it's Debbie Glickman, and she will help you out there. The deadline for all materials for your application is Friday, October 6th. I will put this on the website. Let's see. Artists are encouraged to submit their initial designs to the city. Up to three finalists will be chosen to receive $100 honorarium and prepare final designs for the consideration. The selected finalists will receive $1,500 to paint each set of two cabinets. Wow. All right.
That's pretty cool. I already know somebody I'm going to tell about that.
Yeah, do that, because I think this is a great way for an artist to exhibit their work.
Oh, yeah.
Get it out in the public.
Yep.
Yeah. So, all right, I'll make sure that that is on the website. And then if you are into music, if you know how to play a string instrument, whatever that is, instrument, Monday, September 18th from 4 to 6, and Monday, September 25th from 4 to 6, the Buddy Rogers Youth Symphony is having auditions. Now, this is for 8th grade, let's see, students comfortable, grade level, what is it? I know there's an age on this. Student and school orchestras should be able to play up to a grade level 3 music. Anyway, they're having these auditions. I will put that information on the website as well. And this is for the Buddy Rogers Youth Symphony auditions. And I got this in the mail. This is very exciting, but you could tell it was addressed to everyone. But the Flip, it says, you're invited to Flip Palm Springs. So what, Tariq and Christina El Moussa, you know, on Flippers, they started the original Flipper Flop.
Right.
On the HGTV. Well, they send out these tickets. They're worth $147 each. I have to RSVP. I can bring a friend. And it's when is this? September 26th. Now, here's the deal. And I could be wrong on this, but just check. I've heard that they have a lot of these get-togethers to get people to flip homes or actually buy into homes. They're never there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't show up. And here, right here, it says, you will not want to miss this amazing opportunity. We want to share our strategies with you. So come meet our team of qualified instructors. Yeah,
team is a good keyword there.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not thinking that Tariq and Christina El Moussa will be there. In fact, somebody filed a lawsuit against them because they assumed that they were going to be, and they paid a lot of money to go to one of these, and they weren't there. Really? They showed a video of them.
Really?
Yeah.
I think this is what I want to know. I want to know how you can give something a retail price when it's only given away for free.
Yeah. Did you want to go, Sean?
No, I'm okay.
Oh, you don't want to go? No. Okay. Well, I don't think I'm going to be going either. But it's Success Path, exclusive live real estate event.
Yeah, I've gotten a few different things like that before.
Yeah.
They're not always real estate, but yeah, normally real estate is a big one.
So we'll see. But it shows their picture on the front. And the first thing you think is, oh, wow, Tariq and Christina, they've invited me? Well, maybe not. All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to talk about some weekly announcements here and so much more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. Also streaming live and podcast. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host, and joining me in the boardroom as always is Sean Flanagan. All right, the Get a Life Weekly Announcements is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers and Italia, also Gallery 500. So head on over to The 500, located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Call them today at 760-864-6500. And Ristretto is open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. So don't miss it. Okay, Indian Ridge Country Club, they are gearing up for another fabulous season. In their spa, I could do all these things every single day. They have a new treatments going on. They have a new reservation system. They do hair. They do foot scrubs. They do massages, body treatments, nails, everything over there. So at Indian Ridge Country Club, if you're looking to live somewhere where they have just everything you need right there on property, except maybe a grocery store, but they have the great restaurant, so you don't need to worry about that. Indian Ridge Country Club is the place to go. They are on Country Club in Palm Desert, and the person to help you out with that is Diane Williams and Associates. She is the on-site sales team there at Indian Ridge, so definitely take advantage of it and go check them out. Before you buy anywhere, I want you to check out Indian Ridge Country Club first. All right, the Braille Institute, they have their fall programs are now in session. They have a whole list of dates. They have September 22nd, the 29th. The list goes on. You need to check out everything they offer. It's all free at the Braille Institute. Go to their website. Just go to Traveling with Francoise. It's so much easier for you to find my sponsors on my website because I have the links to them already. So you don't need to look it up. Just go to the sponsors page and boom, you're there. I think that's a lot easier. Expert Repairs, our new sponsor, new family member traveling with Francoise. Joseph, the owner, is a European trained watchmaker from Europe, and I think he's traveling right now, but he's going to join us on the show pretty soon. He's upstairs near Macy's, upstairs in the Westfield Mall, 760-776-0800. Sean, do you have metal frames or plastic frames?
These are plastic, I believe.
They are plastic.
Yeah, they feel very plasticky.
And they're probably light, though.
They are, but I do notice sometimes I think I need to have them kind of tightened a little bit because if it starts to get warm, you know, when you you start to sweat a little bit, they slide some.
Yeah.
And it drives me nuts.
Well, and you have to watch the little screws on the side. And Jack wears glasses, and I'm always checking them because sometimes those will loose. One time his old lens fell out.
Yep.
Because the screw.
I've had that happen. Actually, I had my old pair of glasses. That happened a lot.
Yeah, and then you need to get the little tiny screwdriver out and try to find that little tiny, tiny little
it
screw.
It is very small.
Yeah. Well, I brought that up because over at Expert Repairs, they fix frames, metal frames that break.
Oh, yeah.
He has this special machine that does it now.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's really cool.
Anyway, just so you know, instead of, you know, everybody runs out and buys a new pair for $300-$400. Yeah.
I'm going to put tape on mine.
Oh, you're going to do that? Oh, great. Great, yeah. put the black electric, you know, electrician's
tape. Well, that wouldn't stand out at
all. That's true. It wouldn't. All right, Thai Smile Ranch and Mirage, they are going to stay on their summer schedule right into the season. They're open for lunch from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. and then dinner from 4:30 to 9 p.m. daily. So that is Thai Smile there on El Paseo in Ranch and Mirage. Renova Solar is going boutique-y. I love when Vince says that on his commercial. They're boutique-y. Yeah, I mean, they're doing a great job, Renova Solar. And they that covered parking at the river is all ready to go. Command One Security, well, you know, well, people are coming back into town. It's going to be a busier season than last season. If you're looking for security, please call Command One Security. They're owner-operated. They've been in the Valley for over 30 years. You can trust them. I love them. So give them a call, 760-568-0052. What else do we have going on here? Oh, Dick's going to join us from McDonald's. So we're going to find out the latest scoop from him. And we want to wish Tony, again, getting better, our knife sharpening guy, knife and scissor sharpening. He had a quadruple bypass. Wow.
It's because he's getting better.
Yeah, he's getting awesome. A lot better. But they're working him. You know, he's in that rehab.
Right.
And they are working the heck out of him because, like, you know, any kind of operation, they want to make sure that you can somewhat take care of yourself.
Yep.
Yeah. But you have Janet.
I do. And you know what? And I have that to a fault. And the negative side to that is every now and then I'll get that. Well, Sean, I'm not a doctor. I'm like, well, at this point, you're close enough for me. We don't. I don't need to go to the doctor anymore. You're all I need.
Yeah.
So
that's in a way, it's kind of funny. Not for her because, you just expect more expert care.
Yeah. I'm like, if I go to a doctor and something's wrong, I'm going to look at Janet like, hey. What's up? How come you didn't catch this?
Yeah. How'd you miss this?
Yeah.
But congratulations to Janet, though. She just passed another big test.
Yeah. She passed her NCLEX.
Yeah. To move her up the ladder of her dream. What is her dream position?
I don't know. I know that she's looking now that she's done that. Now she's, you know, she's working as RN. Now she's looking to work on her BSN at the same time. So she's still going to just keep doing school.
Yeah. Congratulations to her. All right, time for the Get a Life Weekly Freebies, brought to you by Country Club Cleaners in Palm Desert. From bedding, ball gowns, and casual wear, Country Club Cleaners does it all, even alterations. You do get 10% off your dry cleaning if you tell her you listen to Traveling with Francoise, and they are located in the Bristol Farm Shopping Center right there on Country Club. So that's Country Club Cleaners. All right, here are a few events going on. Don't forget, I will have all these posted on the website. There is a Tolerance Education Center. They are having an exhibit grand opening of Immigrant. The exhibition includes three artists born in Latin America and Southeast Asia. Their artwork will be displayed at the Tolerance Education Center. This event happens today at 3 o'clock from 3 to 6, so you might want to go on over there. It is on Landy, L-A-N-D-Y Lane in Rancho Mirage. It is free, so again, it is a opening and reception for new artwork. All right, also the new Community Gallery exhibition for the Palm Desert Community Gallery. They have an event going on September 18th to open up the doors for their new exhibit from 5:30 to 7 p.m. I'll put that on the website. Let's see, Dickie's Barbecue Pit. They're having a ribbon cutting on September 21st at 11 a.m., and they're on Bob Hope Drive. I'm trying to think of where they are on Bob Hope Drive, unless they're in the mall where Hobby Lobby and Stein Mart are. I'm wondering if they're in there, because there's a lot of little restaurants in there.
That could be.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
I can't think of where I've seen one, though.
Yeah, it was either in Palm Springs or Indio. It was at one end of the valley. There was.
Oh, no, yeah, there was one in Palm Springs.
In Palm Springs.
But I'm saying the one on Bob Hope, I can't.
Yeah, I think it must be in that shopping center, because they don't say in relation to, they don't say at the river, so it's not there. And that's right. The only place I can think where there'd be a restaurant along Bob Hope.
Yeah, because the outside portion across from the river, that's not, they wouldn't call that Bob Hope, right?
No. Mm-mm. So this is Thursday, the 21st at 11 a.m., and I'm sure they're going to have a bunch of free food. Annenberg Retreat, they've opened their doors now. They are open, and they have their Friday night evenings out there. The outdoor movie, they have one on September 22nd. The movie starts at 7:30, gates open at 7. And then the Salton Sea Fest is October 1st at the Salton Sea State Recreation Area, and that is free. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, our guests are here. We'll have them on the air, so you can find out all about Mama's House. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise. Great to have you with us today on this beautiful Sunday almost afternoon. All right, joining us in studio for the very first time, I've been talking about this the last couple of weeks because I have never heard of Mama's House, and it sounds like they do just some tremendous things here in the Coachella Valley. The co-founder here is Jan Lupia. Hi, Jan.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, no, it is my pleasure. Now, you just opened a new center, Hope Center. But before we even talk about that, first you need to tell everyone what Mama's House is all about.
Well, Mama's House, we just celebrated 4 years on July 27th of this year. So it came about because many years ago, I worked at a crisis pregnancy center, mm-hmm. and realized that there were a lot of women that were pregnant that were in really bad situations. And they would come there, and we had no way to really meet their immediate needs, whether it was domestic violence, whether it was nowhere to live, whether coming out of the throes of addiction, whatever it was, whether if they wanted to carry their baby, they were pretty hopeless. So we would send them out the door and say, it's okay, you can do this, be strong, you know, mm-hmm. you can, family, mm-hmm. whatever. Well, it doesn't work that way when you're in a bad situation. So the dream was born way back when to have a home someday in the valley that could meet this need. Time passed, and I was doing a lot of praying because I was really still, this was always on my heart, mm-hmm. always hoping that something could happen. And I really started praying, and God just started revealing some things to me that it was going to happen. So I simply started talking about what I believed was going to happen, and it was the most amazing thing, Francoise, because people started listening and started saying, you can do it. Let's get this done. And I always called myself founder, mm-hmm. but now I'm saying, wait a second, there were a lot of really important people that were there from the beginning. My husband, of course, you know, God, number one, because he was the one that was giving me these ideas. And even though I always thought that the educational part of our organization, which is Heartbeat at 22, because we really do want people to understand that there's a baby's heart beating within 22 days of conception. So it was really going to be about education first. But before I knew it, the house really did start happening. And that's a story that's a lot of fun in itself, how that came to be. I totally freaked out my husband. He said, what do you mean we're going to have a house? You know, we have a mortgage. We can't do a house. And I said, well, I don't know, but it's going to happen. And it did, and it happened very fast. In fact, I wrote a story once doing an analogy between an impending birth and the coming of the house, because it was going to happen whether or not we were in it or not.
Well, and I want to make a comment here, because a lot of people don't, you know, this valley is still growing and evolving. We had a lot, we have a lot of families here. A lot of people still don't, that thinking of pregnancies that there's trouble in the family and the women need to go somewhere, that's really, that they don't think of that as the top priority. I mean, it's not that they don't want to. It's just they don't seem to relate the valley with that. So I could see where there was a crisis on where the gals would go. Where do they go? Where do they find out?
Well, there really is. And one of the reasons you received the press release you have today on in front of you is because there has been a lot of press and media and coverage about the homeless problem in the valley. So even if you just zoom in on those people, it's huge. And a lot of the, most of the shelters don't take, they don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know that.
Yeah.
We were just trying to, we started doing what we were doing, but we do collaborate. For instance, you know, the others, they have rules and stuff, but ours, we're bringing them. I've gone and got them right off the street before.
Okay. So Jan, I want to ask, now you bring these women that are pregnant, do they go into a house? Are they able to stay there for a length of time?
Yes, this is what's wonderful about our program. And I very boldly say this, if someone wants to challenge me, come see me. We are the only home for pregnant women doing what the amazing, we have such an extensive program that there is no other home like this in the valley, mm-hmm. in Southern California, and beyond. Because when they come, of course, we have a screening process. We're listed as a shelter with 211 Riverside Connect and all over, but we are a beautiful home providing shelter in a nurturing environment. So if they have a desire to turn their life around, I can't help someone that doesn't want mm-hmm. to turn
right.
their life
you
around.
You have to want to.
Right. So, and they go through our screening process. We could talk a little bit about what I can't accept right now. But once they're in, we used to have an idea that we could say, you know, well, you can stay like 3 months after your baby's born and then we'll have to move you on.
Mm-hmm.
And we realized that doesn't work because there is so much that we're dealing with. You know, one of the first things, if she's a teenager,
right.
she has to get her GED. There's no buts. They have to agree to that before they come in. So.
Now, are some of the, I'm just going to say clients of Mama House because I'm not really sure. Residents of Mama's House. Are you finding that a lot of them don't have family support?
Oh,
that they've been abandoned and they're at the point where
they have
no one to call?
Seriously, if they had somewhere to be, and of course, and during our intake process, which can be extensive, before they ever come or get to even know where we are, if there's a place they can be, then we're encouraging them that way.
Mm-hmm.
But these are women that truly have nowhere to go, nowhere to be. Now, we have seen families and relationships go through a wonderful healing process. Because a lot of times, let's face it, it's her. She probably has got a lot of problems also of her own. There are times, of course, when they're coming out of domestic violence, when they're coming out of sexual assault and things like that. So that's not from their own doing. But if they have a place to go, they're probably not going to be with us.
Okay. And you have the now, because we don't want to give away where Mama's House is, but I'm sure they can find a phone number on the website. I have on the web, the internet web, but I have a phone that I'll be giving, and I'll put the number on my website for your Hope Center. What is Hope Center?
Wow. Yes. Okay, so Mama's House, first of all, is centrally located in the desert, in Palm Desert.
Okay.
What happened is we outgrew that. We still, it's tight. So we were able to add two more beds. So now we can house up to 10 residents at a time. And in our four short years, we have had over 70, I think it's 74 now, residents in the house.
Really?
So we are seeing a lot of people. But because the program is so extensive with teaching them, tutors, teachers of all kinds of counseling, three different therapists that work with each one of them weekly and things like that, we were outgrowing space. There was no place to go just to talk to someone or privacy. So I began praying about that, and my prayer warriors were all praying about that. And a woman came to me and literally gifted us, unbeknownst of our prayers, by the way, gifted us a place to find. She said, you go find a place. If it's about education and counseling,
mm-hmm.
I want to help you. And she gifted us a year's rent. Oh. So we were able to find a wonderful place in the near vicinity of Mama's House. So I need people to understand that it's not where residents don't live there, but the great part about it. So we're saying Hope Center, and Hope Center is on Deep Canyon, close to 111. Mm-hmm. But it's an expansion of Mama's House and our counseling and educational programs. And so now not only are we offering more to our residents, but we're also able to reach out into the community. We went down not too long ago and met with the investigators et cetera, of the Child Protective Services, because a lot of times they have women that they're working with. They may even still have their children. Their children haven't been taken, but they're still making sure they're getting programs and treatments and everything. So now we have such an extensive curriculum and volunteers that now we're working one-on-one with women in the community. They don't have to be our resident, but they can come to Hope Center now and receive these programs and this counseling and help and support groups that deal with everything you can imagine, from domestic violence classes that are starting soon, sexual assault and mm-hmm. abuse of all kinds. We have received women plucked straight out of the sex trafficking industry, and we get a call from a hotline, and they're bringing them to us. We also have support groups that deal with someone that's been wounded by an abortion experience. I went through that myself. So there are a lot of different support groups that are ongoing. We also recently became and are starting in October two different classes, because we were approved as a new site for the Coachella Adult Education School, mm-hmm. which means now even our residents don't have to go very far. They can come to Hope Center and get their classwork done. And we put out a notice that we were now a new site, and we got like 60 responses.
That Amazing. Is really good. I want people to know a number. I want you to have this number that you can call Hope Center. It's 844-232-8622. I'm going to make sure it's on the website, Traveling with Francoise. I want to make sure that people also know, I'm sure you take donations.
Absolutely. In fact, we take donations, certainly financial of any kind. We're even set up to receive, to do all sorts of charitable giving with remainder trust and charitable trust, et cetera, gift annuities. But we also receive donations of clothing, baby items, and things like that. But that number is actually anything related to Mama's House and Hope Center.
Okay, yeah. This is the number to call, 844-232-8622. And what about volunteers? Do you need volunteers?
We love volunteers.
You love volunteers.
Yes, we love volunteers. And that's the number for every single thing. And we will get you connected. If you have a passion for working with women and children. And by the way, we do have baby's daddies. We have a program for them. So I'm always looking for good men, too, to come alongside and teach and help and everything. Well, and by the way, our website is themamashouse.org.
Okay.
And it's important to know Mamas is spelled M-A-M-A-S, the good Texas way. So it's themamashouse.org.
Okay. Well, Jan, thank you so much. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on the show and sharing with us what Mama's House, what you do over there. It's incredible work. We certainly appreciate it here in the Coachella Valley. Much needed. And let me know when you have any events coming up. We will share them on the air.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to have to step aside. When we come back, we'll kind of wrap up this hour of the show. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. Well, you have to give Jan a ton of credit. She had a dream. She made it happen. It's working. And there's a lot of passion there, Sean. You could just feel the passion.
Oh, yeah.
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 So good for her. And again, it's something that we don't really think of here in the Coachella Valley, the pregnancy issue. So anyway, I'll get that information on the website. Right now, it's time for the Get a Life Weekly Priced Events, which is brought to you by Desert Arc Attire in Thousand Palms. Yes, Thousand Palms. They have a two-week turnaround. Give them a call, 760-343-7333. And remember, when you use Desert Arc, you are helping the clients of Desert Arc. Wait a minute. When you use Desert Arc Attire, you're helping the clients of Desert Arc. You're giving them jobs as well. There. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. So we have some tram passes. If you would like to go to the Palm Springs Aerial Tram Pass and you haven't won in the last 30 days, we have passes for two to give away. Give us a call, 760-440-8255. And actually, you can take your pick between tram passes or passes to the Cabot Museum and Desert Hot Spring. Whichever one. 760-440-8255. Give us a call. The lines are open because I don't know. Once we get Dick Shahab in the seat here over here talking and stuff, I'm not sure if we will be even remember to give these away in the second hour.
Right.
I know. So here's your chance now. Don't wait. 760-440-8255, and I'll mail those out tomorrow. Remember, you cannot have one in the last 30 days. Don't forget, you can register for Paint El Paseo Pink, which happens on October 14th. It's $25 per walker. Definitely want to get that registration now. Also, let's see, the Living Desert is proud to honor Hispanic Heritage Month from September 15th through October 15th. The celebration of culture at the zoo includes one free child admission for every paid adult on each Saturday and Sunday throughout and culminates in the annual La Gran Fiesta on Saturday, October 14th. So, that's a lot going on October 14th. There's the Paint El Paseo Pink in the morning, and then you can go over to the La Gran Fiesta at the Living Desert. That's going to be from 9 to 1, so party is free with paid admission, so check that out. Also at the Living Desert, today is the 17th. All right, let's try September 23rd. They have movie night going on at the Living Desert, so you might want to experience that. That is from 7 to 10, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. You can go to the Living Desert's website for more information about movie night on September 23rd. And remember, I do put all this information on the website, travelingwithfrançoise.com. A Few Good Men, that happens this week. It is the community gala honoring 10 outstanding business leaders. Congratulations to all these guys. This is going to be happening at Agua Caliente Casino Resort and Spa. The charity, it's a charity benefit as well to benefit Ronald McDonald House. They do such a phenomenal job. In fact, we had Mike on the air. Remember, he was telling us how many children here from the Coachella Valley. It says nearly 45% of all Ronald McDonald House guests are from Riverside County, primarily from the Coachella Valley. So please go. There's a great list of guys being honored. B.B. Engel, Dan Ball, Jimmy Fitzgerald, CB1043, Jim Murdoch, Dick Shahab, who's going to be joining us, Vince Battaglia from Renova Solar, Tim Esser, Glenn Miller, Larry Salas, and Doug Wellmuth. So please go on over there. For more information, there is a link on my website and a phone number that you can call to sign up. Or you can go to the Ronald McDonald House Inland Empire and sign up. I know this is going to be completely sold out, but they'll try to squeeze a few more people in there, I'm sure. Palm Canyon Theater, they open their doors now to the production of Oliver, runs September 22nd through October 1st. Student tickets are $15. Regular tickets are $32 to $36. Oh, all right. And that is Oliver at the Palm Canyon Theater. Okay. And let's see. Desert Stars here in the 10th Annual Desert Stars Festival featuring Kolars and Entrance, whoever they are, I'm not sure, on Friday night, and the Ravenettes and Tess Park. Have you heard of any of these people, Sean?
Some of them, yeah.
Oh, okay. I gather music because they're at Pappy and Harriet's.
Right.
All right. They are going to have their Desert Stars Festival at Pappy and Harriet's on September 23rd through 24th. They also are having something on Friday night there, so it's actually a three-day event. They have three-day passes that are $99, and then they break down to all different prices. So for more information, go to DesertStarsFestival.com. Speaking of festivals, the lineup at Stagecoach, they announced
it, which is funny, but I feel like everybody already knew.
Well, they knew Garth Brooks.
Is that just what I'm confusing? But is this the Garth Brooks part?
They didn't know Florida Georgia Line.
All right.
And, gosh, I can't think of the other one. Who's the other one? It's not Keith Urban. Whoever it is, I think this will, you know, Beyonce, yeah, everybody's looking towards right. Beyonce for Coachella Fest, which, you know, she's great, but I don't know. I think I'd much rather go to Stagecoach. I think that's going to be even more
better
happening.
Show.
I really do. I think it's going to be quite something. So we'll see. And, you know, Garth Brooks, he doesn't just go country. He puts on a show.
I have heard that before.
Yeah, so this should be interesting. Yeah, I think the tickets will sell out. Normally, Stagecoach tickets don't sell out like Coachella Fest where they're gone in an hour or whatever.
No.
You get a chance to get Stagecoach almost all the way up until the event. But I don't. This coming up, Stagecoach, I don't think
quicker.
So. No, I think it will go fly by. All right, we had a winner for the tram or the Cabot House.
He picked the tram.
Oh, he picked the tram. Okay, who was that?
It was Joby from Indio.
Okay, all right. So there you go. So Joby won that. So he is going up to the tram. All right. And then don't forget the Oasis Festival. That comes up October 7th and 8th. That's going to be out at the Empire Polo Grounds. And that is Desert Oasis Music Festival, another music festival. Lots of music. It's kind of reminding me of Nashville. Everywhere you look, there's music. If you want to go and get your tickets for this, it's DesertOasisMusicFestival.com. And again, it will be at the Empire Polo Grounds right there. And they're going to have 2 days of all different types of music.
It is. It's kind of a mix of music.
I know. And usually I have Alex Hagen on the show. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's happened, but I'm just... have the shows booked all the way until the middle of October or the end of October, and I'm thinking I haven't had a chance to have Alex on the show to talk about his music festival.
Yeah.
So maybe I, in fact, I wasn't feeling good during the week, but I'm fine now. And when I do that, I notice when I work, I double book people.
Oh, right.
And I'm sitting there, and one day I was doing all these things, and I double booked a couple guests, and then I'm laying, you know how you wake up in the middle of the night?
In a quick panic?
Yeah, and you think, oh, what did I do? So,
and what's worse is it's the middle of the night, so there's not really a lot you can do to fix it at that point.
No. And I think, and I said to myself, I know I double booked a show, so I did get up and I go look, and the one person that I had also booked on the show, I didn't have him on my chart. And I really was. I felt so. I switched. I actually going to have a couple shows where we have two people coming in, because when I don't know why I do that, but because I'm trying to accommodate.
Right.
I try to accommodate, and then no one gets back to me quickly.
Right, and then things start getting put. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Then I fill it in with something else. Luckily, I use a pencil.
There you go.
Because it changes. Anyway, we don't want to miss the car show, the Palm Springs Casual Concourse benefiting Angel View. That is October 21st. That'll be at the Doubletree Resort Desert Princess in Cathedral City. All the information is on the website. I will be in Borrego Springs then for Borrego Days, so I will miss that event. But you have plenty of time to go to that and come out to Borrego Springs. It's only about 90 minutes away. So that happens on October 21st. And, of course, Modernism Week. The preview week is coming up. You can go to their website, modernismweek.com, and you can purchase your tickets now for Modernism Week. All right, that's pretty much going to wrap up this first hour of the show. We want to thank Jan Lupia for being in, telling us about Mama's House. I'll have that information up on the Traveling with Francois website. We want to congratulate Joby for his tram passes. And we are going to shift into semi-travel mode today. We're going to do a little bit of everything. Dick Shahab joins us. Of course, he has all the restaurants here, all the McDonald's restaurants here in the Coachella Valley. We're going to try to pry some secrets out of him. Sean and I try every single time, but it doesn't always work. We'll be right back. You're listening to, and we're going to talk travel as well. You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back.